This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Thanks for joining us, Mick. For the first time festival goers, what are the most common mistakes people make when it comes to looking after their mental health?
Oh, thanks, Louise. Yeah, so, and I mean, at Sidecare, we really do see it all. We see from people who are underprepared, maybe practically, and then the weather gets them, to someone who maybe, you know, their mental health maybe becomes an issue when they're at the festival, fights with friends, difficulties there, or all the kind of common, you know, substance-induced issues that people can get into. Because I suppose in a bit of like real talk here, we know that there's a lot of substances at festivals. Mm-hmm. It's in some groups, it's almost, you know, considered the norm that maybe more people are using substances than aren't. Mm-hmm. Even the one HSE survey said 94.2% of 1,193 respondents were using some kind of a substance, be it cannabis or MDMA, ketamine, at a festival. So like, we can dive into specifics, but I think really to inform yourself first and foremost about what these drugs are, mm-hmm. You know, don't take anything that somebody just offers you, you know, to really be clear on what your boundaries are and what kind of substances are out there in the market. Is good preparation to begin with.
You've obviously spoken openly about your own past experiences at festivals where support probably wasn't available. How did that shape your vision for what Sidecare Ireland provides today?
Yeah, I mean, I think it shapes it in a huge way, because I've been a festival lover since I was 17, loved going down to different festivals. It's where I suppose I really made some of the connections with friends I have to this day. You know, I'm 35 now. Made through festivals, you know, that was where the friendship bonds were forged. But I did, you know, have a number of festivals, a couple of times, particularly in my, you know, late teens, early 20s, where just by partying too hard, staying up all night, pushing the boat out too far, I experienced my own mental health challenges, where, you know, it was a very lonely kind of experience where everyone else is having a great time at the festival. You're the odd one out. You're kind of wishing you never came, but you can't get off site, and you're panicky and anxious and all mm-hmm. that. So I've experienced a bit of that. Thankfully, it never knocked me off wanting to go to festivals. I know some people just give up on festivals after they've had a bad one or a tough time, but I kind of kept going. But when I learned about the work that was being done in places like Portugal in the UK, which had similar services where there's 24-hour welfare teams there, if anyone's having a tough time mentally or emotionally, they can come and get support and be looked after and get care. When I heard about that and I started volunteering in the UK, I just asked myself, my God, for me and like, you know, thousands of other people, you know, like me, and like where would we be, you know, if we had this? I think we'd be a much better and a much more kind of progressive approach to the festivals. So yeah, like those personal experiences definitely guide me, and a lot of our volunteers have been in the same boat.
Yeah.
At some stage had a tough time at a festival, or a mate had a tough time, and they want to give back, and it's a lovely way to go to a festival and support other people.
It definitely is. What are some of the early signs that somebody might be struggling emotionally or mentally, even if they're still maybe in the party mode?
Yeah, I think like some things that could be an early warning sign is if somebody's getting a little bit tetchy or kind of aggressive, if somebody's getting kind of anxious, or, you know, a lot of things, like a lot of the drugs in Ireland have their own unique effects, but then we also mix it a lot with alcohol, and alcohol can be a bit of a disinhibitor as well. So sometimes people then, if they've been drinking and taking drugs, are taking decisions over the course of several days that they would never do if they were just at, you know, a house party for a night, or even in a club, because they're there for so many days, disinhibited, and there's so much music and loudness around. If you notice yourself or a friend is just like dipping into more and more drugs or substances, or mixing drugs in an unsafe way, you know, that can be kind of a sign that deep down there's something wrong, or there's a stress or something kind of moving within the person. And I suppose, like, again, folks who maybe, if you see a friend and they've suddenly gone very quiet, or they've started acting a little bit more jittery,
yeah,
you know, it might be a nice thing just to ask, you know, and check in here. Listen, the festival is this is obviously like, it's great, but it's obviously a lot as well. It's a lot of stimulation. Are you okay? So I always say, have those little circles, almost like a little buddy system or something at the festival, or where as a group of mates, talk about it in advance and say, listen, we'll be going through thick and thin together here. We're not all always going to want to be at high energy. We're not all going to all feel great for every part of this. So if one of us is feeling a bit down or a bit glum or a bit hungover or a bit vulnerable, have it set up that you can say that, that it's not going to be, oh, you wimp, come on, stay out or whatever. Do you know that people can feel comfortable to go, do you know what? I've had my fill. There's another day, another night to go. I'm going to go home or I'm going to go to bed early or whatever it is. And yeah, I think a lot of younger folks these days are a bit better than other generations talking about mental health.
Yes, yeah.
So I'd say just extend that to the festival with your mates as much as you can, because it'll pay off.
People might need a little bit of help if their friend starts to become anxious, paranoid, overwhelmed, especially if substances are involved. What should they do if that begins to happen?
Yeah, well, I think there's, again, numerous different substances can create different states, and there's a little bit of all kinds of substances there, but certainly, things like mixing things like, speed or like uppers, cocaine, mixing that with something like, say, a psychedelic or cannabis can often create a bit of a difficult mindset in someone. It's also, physically quite dangerous to take an overdose of MDMA. The pills that are out there these days have been shown in drugs testing with the HSC to be, some of them are even twice or three times the standard dose that would be kind of considered safe if you are going to use. So it's so easy in a moment of kind of madness or a rush of blood to the head at a dance floor just to pop another one and to say, oh, I'll just take it. I'll just take more. It'll be grand. And you don't actually know the little top up you want to take could actually be you taking twice or three times more than is safe. So I suppose first with your friends, I guess first it's kind of really assessing, well, is my friend kind of in a medical emergency? If they've just suddenly collapsed or they're in and out of consciousness or they're like trembling or having almost like could look like a seizure where full body shakes or they've gone very rigid, that could be a sign of an MDMA overdose. Or if they've, if they're suddenly unconscious, that could be maybe, it could be ketamine, it could be some kind of a K-hole, it could be too much to drink, or it could be something medical. So we don't know. So I always say, first of all, if in doubt, do contact the medics. Ask for, if you can't get them to the medics, maybe ask a steward or somebody. You'll see a high-vis somewhere that probably has a radio. And medics really are your mates. They're not in it to get you in trouble. They're not looking to, put anyone kind of in any more bother. They literally just want to make sure that people are safe at these events. We work alongside them all the time. So if in doubt, get yourself or your mate checked over by a medic. They'll probably say you're fine, but again, you don't want to take that risk and be like, oh, I didn't call them because I was unsure.
Sure.
Just if in doubt, get checked out. And then as well, I suppose psychologically, what you could try and do if someone's having a tough time, maybe, change up the vibe of the music. If you're in kind of a chaotic place, like on a dance floor, and somebody starts getting panicky or getting kind of, you can see a change in your mate, suggest to them you go maybe to a quieter part of the festival, maybe just even outside the tent or away from the stage and the speakers. Sit with them calmly if you can, and try to hear them out. Try to talk to them. If someone is having a particular difficulty and it seems like, God, this is like nobody listening to this will probably be a therapist, and nor do you have to be for your mates. But if it feels a little bit outside your comfort zone or the person is really struggling, you can also bring them to the welfare that should be on site.
Yeah.
So PsyCare is a new charity in Ireland. We're at a lot of the festivals, we're at a lot of the District X and dance music festivals. I believe EP does have its own welfare provider they bring in from the UK, and that they're in the Jimi Hendrix campsite. So maybe take a little note of that. Maybe when you're coming in, it'll be on the app on your phone, like, where is the welfare just in case?
Yes,
where are the medics just in case? And reach out. You don't have to support someone alone.
Michael, thank you so much for giving us your time and your knowledge on such an important topic. And it's great to be able to bring it to radio. We commend you for all the work that you and your team have been doing. So it's lovely to be able to talk to you and to have the conversation. I wish you all the best for the rest of festival season. No doubt you're going to be super, super busy providing lots and lots of care. And thanks so much for your time. It's been lovely to have you on the show.
Well, thank you so much and chat to you again soon, I hope.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.